Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Recce Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We'll be talking about some good times today, and we'll be talking with a legendary blues rock guitarist. We're going to open the show talking to Jennifer Grogan. She is from Peak Events. They are staging the upcoming Flagstaff Blues and Brews Festival coming up June 7th and 8th, of course, in Flagstaff. And then after talking with Jennifer, you will hear my conversation recorded yesterday with the headliner for the Blues and Brews Entertainment, the legendary Kenny Wayne Shepherd, right here on KQ&A's Q&A show. Then after the local and state news and weather break, you will hear my conversation with author and photographer Kate T. Parker. She has previously written books, picture books, coffee table type photo albums, about mostly about girls. Well, she has a new one. It's called Heart of a Boy, with some really amazing photographs of young boys. And you'll hear that conversation coming up at the bottom of the hour. Well, as you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email to DJ Phone, that's DJ Phone, at KQ&A.com. Hey, you know, Memorial Day weekend is coming very, very soon. All the backyard chefs will be firing up their grills, so I want you to mark this date down. It's Monday for a very special Q&A when you will hear my interviews with three of the nation's top barbecue and grilling experts about their brand new books about this very topic. I'll chat with Elizabeth Carmel about her new book, Steak and Cake, with Jamie Perviance, he is the chief grilling guru for Weber, about his new book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling, and with Stephen Reichlin, the barbecue Bible guy, for his new book, The Brisket Chronicles. All three of those interviews Monday, just in time for your Memorial Day weekend backyard barbecuing and grilling. Those books, by the way, would also, hint, hint, make for a great Father's Day gift. Now, this special show is this Monday at 2 on Q&A. And also, with Memorial Day weekend coming, that means a patriotic hour by everyone's favorite Americana historian Jerry Stewart. I will interview Jerry live next Tuesday about his entire, that'll be the entire Q&A show next Tuesday, about his very special nationally syndicated Memorial Day broadcast titled The Great Great Price Paid. Hey, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. It is The Fast and the Furious with Vin Diesel and the late Paul Walker. That screens tonight at 7 o'clock on the big screen at the Harkins. It's only $5. And tomorrow night, the Wednesday Night Classic at the Elks Theater in Prescott. It'll be the Blues Brothers, because we're on a mission from God. So two really good movies tonight and tomorrow. And by golly, I think by the sound of that ring, we must have Jennifer Grogan on the line. How you doing, Jennifer?
Doing great. How are you?
It's great. Boy, it's good to hear your voice, because there's some good stuff coming to the Flagstaff area around, oh, I believe, June 7th and 8th, correct?
Possibly, I think so.
You know, we coming up after this conversation between you and me, we're going to hear my interview yesterday with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Boy, I'll tell you, you have landed a kingpin for the chief entertainment this time. He is really a worldwide celebrity, and he will be performing on Saturday. But you've also got a whole lot of fun coming up for the Flagstaff Blues and Brews. Where do you start in describing all this?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've been doing this now. This will be our seventh year, and it's the first time we've ever gone 2 days. So mm-hmm. we've decided to add Friday afternoon and evening. And it's just a really fun time to come up to Flagstaff, get out of the heat, sit in this grass, like kick off your shoes. I see so many people kick off their shoes the minute they walk in and just hang out.
Now, where can you purchase tickets for Flagstaff Blues and Brews?
So you can purchase them online at flagstaffblues.com. If you wait until the day of the show, it's going to be $10 more. So go online, get your tickets. Don't wait.
Now, if you bring in kids, do you need to purchase a separate ticket for the children?
You do not. So kids 12 and under are free.
Wow.
And we also do free reentry. So a lot of folks, like I'm sure from your neck of the woods, it gets a little chilly in Flagstaff at night, so mm-hmm. you can run to your car and grab your jacket and come back in, no problem.
That encourages a full day stay, too, so you can really check out everything that's going on. Now, what comes included with your VIP wristband?
So the VIP wristband, Twin Arrows Casino has been our sponsor now for a few years, and they provide free food throughout the day. We also have private bathrooms, which for my ladies, you'll appreciate. And Massage Envy will be there on Saturday with chair massage for everybody. So, and a private bar and private seating and more shade in the VIP. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, half the name of this is Brews. So describe the beer being served.
Oh, my goodness. So we partner with Hensley. And we have everything from Mother Road, which is Flagstaff, to Odell in Colorado, Sierra Nevada, Barrio out of Tucson. But we have the basic Bud Light for everybody who isn't quite a craft beer lover. And we also have some wine. And this year we're going to do something new. We've teamed up with Cutwater Spirits, and they do canned cocktails.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Which are actually pretty yummy. Yeah. I've had the pleasure of taste testing.
Now, you are of legal age, right?
I am.
Okay, good. We'll get you off the hook there. Now, we mentioned the kids under 12 are free. What kinds of things are there for the kids?
So we've got lawn games. So that means, like, we do lawn twister, Connect Four, Jenga, and then Bookman's is going to be coming out both days. And they've got an arts and craft for the kids where they take a cereal box and turn it into a guitar. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Now, now anybody making a trip up there from here needs to know the guidelines. What kinds of things can they bring? What can they cannot bring?
So no pets. That's a big one. There's no camping on site either. But on our website, we've got a list of all the local campgrounds. And then the other thing is there's no outside food or booze. You can bring in a sealed water bottle, or if you have an empty one, bring that, because we have a free hydration station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you forget your cup, don't worry, we have free cups as well.
And you mentioned food. What kind of food vendors will be there?
Oh, my goodness. So we have, I think, 11. So we've got pizza and barbecue and, of course, kettle corn and ice cream. A lobster truck from Phoenix is going to come up there.
Ooh.
A fun salad and sandwich place from the Verde Valley is going to be there. And, yeah, I've got them all listed up on our website of every craft and food vendor that will be at the event.
You know, we still have questions to ask about that, but I know our listeners are wondering right now, where exactly is this being set up?
So if your listeners are all familiar with Flagstaff, it is at the only driving range in town. So if you're coming from 40, you take exit 201 off of Country Club, and it is a very large piece of grass on the left-hand side. You cannot miss us, and it's just a lot of fun. We actually happen to be the only event that's held at that location.
You know, a lot of people, when they think of Flagstaff, they think of the snowball and things like this and the winter beauty. But mm-hmm. describe Flagstaff in the first 2 weeks of June.
Oh, my goodness. I think the first 2 weeks of June are perfect. So, you know, we've come out of this winter, which this year was a little rough with all the snow, but it's so green and the trees are all blooming and the sun is out and the sky is so blue and you've got this great view of Eldon. And it's about 80, maybe 85 degrees with a slight breeze, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
How on earth did you land Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
I have to credit that one to my mom. So my mom started this event, and she's a huge blues fan, and she's always the one who picks our music. And she came up with our entire lineup, and I went out and hounded his management company, and somehow they said yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a feather in your cap for that.
Oh.
And you've also got a lot of local bands performing, I believe, Friday also, correct?
Yeah, so we've got Innocent Joe and the Hostile Witnesses. They're out of Phoenix. Carvin Jones is also based in Phoenix, but he travels all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Hired Guns is a real local Flagstaff local band, and they'll be performing on Saturday.
Now, once we get up there, where can we find parking?
We have free on-site parking.
Free. You know, I'm thinking,
I try to make this affordable for everybody.
You know, I'm thinking because I get the Los Angeles Times every day in my mailbox, and I'm thinking of Coachella. And no matter how long you spend at the Flagstaff Blues and Brews, no matter how many things you buy, no matter how much you eat, how much you drink, the parking alone at Coachella is going to cost you more than that.
Oh, yeah. And
wow.
Even if you go down to a baseball game, you know, you've got to pay $10, $15, even $35 a spot, and it's just not feasible. I don't know how much longer we'll be able to do it as we keep growing. The parking's getting more and more limited, but no, we try to keep this as reasonable as possible. Just like with the free reentry, there's no need for you to come back and pay another fee to come in.
Sure.
You know, a lot of my friends have kids, and so they'll bring them in the morning and then drop them off to a babysitter and come back for the evening show alone.
Now, Jennifer, you've been associated with Blues and Brews for how many years?
I started this with my mom in 2013.
Now, describe the very first time you did it versus now. What have you learned that makes it either easier or tougher?
Oh, my goodness. The first year was very nerve-wracking. I mean, it's the first year festival. Is anybody going to come? Does anybody like these bands? Does anybody have any idea what we're doing? And so the stress level was really high. I feel like in our seventh year, we've got the same partners on board. So the same sponsors come back every year, the same logistical folks, volunteers. I mean, I literally have the same volunteers that I had in 2013. And it's because we try to treat everybody right, and they have a really good time. And so I feel like now, while it's still stressful, don't get me wrong, it's a little bit more fun, and I'm a little bit more relaxed about it.
Yeah, and this time, though, of course, you've got some expectations of it. But then again, too, every year, because you have people coming back, the expectations get higher, don't they?
Yes. Every year it gets higher and higher.
Now, you mentioned before, do not bring your pet, right?
Correct.
What about smoking on the grounds?
You know, that is going to be a last-minute call. We want to say yes. Last year, we had forest closures, so it wasn't allowed at all in the city. So it really is up to the Forest Service. If for some reason they do implement a fire restriction, we have to do that. But if for some reason they're fine, then there is smoking wherever in the venue.
Now, what kinds of merchandise will be for sale?
Oh, my goodness. So we've really stepped it up this year. We have baseball hats, visors, tie-dye T-shirts, lineup T-shirts, zip-up hoodies, long-sleeve shirts, stickers, little commemorative mugs and stickers and all sorts of lineup shirts from all the past years, too. And tank tops, of course, because it is warm.
Sure. And the hoodies will come in handy at night, won't they?
Exactly.
Got all the grounds covered there. Hey, let me ask you this. Because, you know, half the name, of course, is Brews, tell us a little bit about drinking responsibly and having a designated driver.
Yeah, so we only serve to those who are 21. And if you come up to the bar, you will only be allowed to get two drinks. And my team will inform you if you've had too much, and they'll cut you off. But we do hope that everybody has fun, especially with that free hydration station. Stay hydrated. We will also call you a cab or an Uber or a Lyft if you need that in order to safely get home. We definitely want to make sure that happens. So if anybody is, you know, needs some help, please reach out to a team member.
Now, what time will the gates open each day?
On Friday, they'll open at 2:30 and go until 9. And Saturday, we open at 11 and go until 8.
And tell us once again the location and the dates.
The Flagstaff Blues and Brews is Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at the Continental Country Club Driving Range.
Very good. That is Jennifer Grogan, and you're with Peak Events, correct?
Correct.
Hey, what are some of the other events you guys put on?
So we also happen to own and produce the Flagstaff Oktoberfest.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we'll do some little events here and there for the city of Flagstaff or local grand openings, anniversary parties.
Very good. We thank you for your great work in putting this on, and thank you especially for setting up the interview with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, which comes up in just a few minutes here on Q&A. And thanks for joining us today on Q&A. You guys have a great Blues and Brews Festival.
Thank you so much, DJ.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
That is Jennifer Grogan joining us and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Yeah, Kenny Wayne himself will be joining us. My conversation recorded with him yesterday on today's Q&A coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer, Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer, Little Prices RV has won 3 times more Top 50 Business Excellence Awards, more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks host the Pittsburgh Pirates live Tuesday night at 6, Monday at 11:30, my 99.9 FM in Prescott, my 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Before we get to the Kenny Wayne Shepherd interview, a couple of local notes. You might remember a few weeks ago I had Sean Trobia from AARP on the show talking about their Movies for Grown-Ups series. Well, coming up a new one this Thursday at 4 o'clock at the Harkins 14. It's the Julianne Moore film, Gloria Bell. All AARP members and guests are invited to a free screening, and all you have to do is register for it by calling 844-418-2281. Once again, that's 844-418-2281. $22.81 for a free screening of Gloria Bell at the Harkins 14. That comes up this Thursday at 4 p.m. Also coming up at the Prescott Elks Theater on Sunday, May 26th at 3 p.m., a wonderful way for the community to remember the wonderful Elizabeth Ruffner. As you might recall, she died just about a month ago. She was just shy of her 100th birthday. Elizabeth, of course, and her whole family have done so much for this area. Well, our friend Cecilia Jernigan is helping to get the word out about a wonderful memory of Elizabeth at the Prescott Elks Theater, which is only apt because Elizabeth did so much to build a following and the money to restore the Prescott Elks Theater, which is why it attracts so many shows and concerts now, and it's just a beautiful showplace for the area. So at 3 o'clock on Sunday the 26th, the doors open at 2. The show starts at 3. No tickets, no reserved seating. The event will also be live streamed at the Haciampa Hotel in the Marina Room. Cecilia will be here next Monday to talk about that very event. But we're going to show up at the Elks on Sunday the 26th and give a proper send-off to the memory of the wonderful Elizabeth Ruffner. Stay tuned now because we've got Kenny Wayne Shepherd just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
We've got strength in numbers. Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called PowerPick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and PowerPick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
PowerPick Players Club.
You're listening. listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. It's not very often we get to talk to a blues legend who has 5 Grammy nominations, 2 Billboard Music Awards, a Blues Foundation Keeping the Blues Alive Award, 7 number one blues award, blues albums. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, what a pleasure to have you on the show. You will be the headliner at the Flagstaff Blues and Brews Festival on June the 8th. I have to ask you, when I was living in St. Louis in the 90s and listening every day to Real Rock Radio, KSHE, they were really backing you in St. Louis, and it seemed like you were opening for a whole lot of A-list tours coming through St. Louis. Just list for us some of the big names you've played with and shared the stage with and opened for in your great career.
Well, I mean, back then, I know we came through St. Louis. We did a tour with Bob Dylan. And one of the biggest ones that we did, we played at the football stadium there with the Rolling Stones on the Bridges to Babylon tour. But throughout my career, I mean, look, man, we've been able to play and tour with some of the greatest names in blues and rock and roll. Everybody from Buddy Guy to Van Halen to the Eagles to the Stones to, I mean, even like Willie Nelson and, you know, just an incredible list of people that I grew up listening to and looking up to and actually making music with in my professional career.
Now, your summer tour starts in just a few weeks. Tell us about your tour lineup and where you're going.
Well, you know, we're going to just be hitting the U.S. and then going to Europe over the summer and kind of bouncing back and forth between Europe and the U.S. for the rest of this year, and then hopefully venturing off into some other countries like Australia maybe next year. But, you know, the new record is coming out, and it's a really great album. I'm very proud of it. I think if you like blues and you like rock and roll, or you just like good music, American roots music, you know, there'll be something for you on this record, and I think it's a great representation of, you know, me and my band and where we're at musically today. So, you know, in June, the tour kicks off with a co-headline tour with Buddy Guy.
Oh.
And like I said, then we go to Europe in July, and then we come back. We're doing more dates later in the year with Buddy Guy and more headline dates of our own. And so, yeah, it's going to be a really fun year. And there's, you know, we're going to be playing music from the new record and the last record that came out about a year and a half ago, and then obviously some of the crowd favorites like Blue on Black and maybe Deja Voodoo and stuff like that, you know, songs that people grew up listening to. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and especially playing the new music, because that's always fun.
Now, with the new album, it's titled The Traveler. Tell us about the making of it and your new release, Tailwind.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's songs that I wrote over the course of the past year or two, just in between tours when I had some free time, and that's basically how I do it. I just, you know, whenever I get a chance, I write some songs until I feel like I have a collection of songs that are strong enough to go in and make a record, and so we did. You know, we made this record. We actually recorded it about a year ago when we had a little bit of a break from the road, but, you know, we knew we weren't going to release it until this year, but it was nice to kind of go ahead and get in the studio and make the record. I think it was a really cool experience. We don't normally get that far out ahead, so I'm glad that we did that. And, you know, it's got a lot of great songs. Like, there's 3 songs that you can listen to right now on iTunes and Spotify and, you know, wherever you hear music. From the new record is a song called Woman Like You, which is just a straight-up rocker. And then there's Tailwind, which you mentioned, which I think is a really well-crafted song. It tells a great story. It's a very positive message, but it's very well written, and I think it's, you know, certainly one of my favorite songs on the record. And then there's one more that I would recommend checking out. It's a song called I Want You, and it's this is like my definition of what I believe contemporary blues music is today. This is my sound, my definition of contemporary blues music. It's got horn sections, and, you know, it's got really great guitar solos, and it's just kind of, you know, it's cool. It's got a nice vibe to it.
Speaking of writing songs, when you write a song that has lyrics, which generally comes first, the lyric or the vocals and the lyric or the melody, which comes first?
Usually the music comes first. So the whole process starts with, most of the time, with a riff or a groove or something on the guitar that I've come up with. And then we start kind of hammering out the vocal melody and the words. But usually the melody kind of comes first because you feel the phrasing of the lyrics. So you start kind of humming or singing out a melody, and that kind of establishes what the phrasing is going to be like. And then that establishes how many words you can put in each line, you know. But the music generally kind of dictates the mood of the song. So you kind of play the groove for a minute, and you can kind of feel the music telling you, you know, what kind of story this is going to be. Is this going to be something funny? Is it going to be, you know, something fictional? Is it going to be something serious? You know, the music really has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were a little boy growing up, what kind of music did you hear in your parents' home?
I heard everything. I heard, like, blues. I heard R&B, gospel, funk, rock, country. I mean, everything. My dad was in radio, and so he was very much a music person. He was a disc jockey and general manager and program director. So, you know, we grew up listening to the radio all the time and to all different kinds of music in my household. So all that stuff kind of finds its way into the music that I write and record.
Mm-hmm. So when you got your first guitar, who were you trying to imitate?
Well, I think it was, you know, obviously Stevie Ray Vaughan was a huge influence on me. Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, Albert King. I mean, those were like the primary guys that I was really spending a lot of time focusing on, you know, learning their songs and kind of trying to, you know, create a style out of that. But then it went on to many, many others like Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and Howlin' Wolf and Hubert Sumlin and Robert Johnson, and, you know, the list goes on and on.
Now, when you released the song Blue on Black with the vocal by Noah Hunt, how did you react to its amazing success and how that propelled your album?
Well, I mean, look, we thought it was a great song when we wrote it and recorded it, but nobody knew the kind of success that it was going to have. I mean, you just never know until it actually happens. Yeah, but we were all very, you know, very happy and obviously surprised. And, you know, and now we're having a whole nother run at success with that song because it's been covered by this metal band Five Finger Death Punch for their new album. And then we did another version of it with them and me playing on it and a country artist named Brantley Gilbert and Brian May from Queen also playing guitar on it.
I saw that.
That song is being tremendously successful right now at radio and on the charts.
When you reach a certain level of success as you have, don't you find the superstars starting to seek you out and wanting to send you material and wanting to play with you?
Well, I guess. I mean, you know, you definitely find, you know, there's lots of opportunities out there to do cool things. And I'm grateful for that. I mean, I love collaborating with people when it makes sense. When great music can happen and good times can be had, then I'm all for it.
Now, when you see a really young musician who is really, really talented, do they come up to you and ask for tips? How can you counsel a young musician to make sure that the blues music keeps on playing for the next generation?
Well, the blues music is going to keep on no matter what. I mean, we're talking about a genre that's like 100 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt of that. I just think that when young people approach me and they ask for advice, I just tell them some of the most basic things that are actually some of the most important things, which is, you know, stay true to yourself, play the music that you love to play, don't let anybody talk you into doing something that you don't want to do, especially if it's on a record, because if you record something you're not really sure about and that you don't really like, but let's say you have a hit with it, then you have to play it for the rest of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just be sure that you do what you love to do and don't compromise your vision.
Now here's a strange question for a musician. When you write a song that is strictly an instrumental, how do you come up with a title for it?
It's kind of however you come up with the title for anything, really. I mean, it can be challenging, to be honest. A lot of times when you have lyrics, then you can just look to the. It's usually based, the title of the song is usually found in the chorus of the song. I don't know. A lot of times it's just like, how does it make you feel, you know? Mm-hmm. Or what image that comes up in your head, you know, when you listen to it.
Are there any people that you are still hoping to someday play with, some of your heroes?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't have a list, you know, that I'm checking off as I go of people that I wish to play with. So I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure there's people that I haven't played with, and if that happens, then I look forward to it when it happens. But, you know, I don't have, like, a goal, a list of goals that are like, oh, I want to play with this guy and check that one off the list and then keep going. You know, I just kind of take it one day at a time and see what opportunities present themselves.
And I got one last question for you, Kenny. I've seen a quote about your very first guitar. It was a cheap Yamaha wannabe Stratocaster, basically made of plywood. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's a thing that it made sense for the time. I mean, my family wasn't going to invest a ton of money in an electric guitar for a 7-year-old kid that you never know if they're going to be interested in a guitar for more than 5 minutes.
Sure.
So it was a good starter. It was like probably cost $100 and it had one volume knob and one pickup, and that was it. I mean, it's actually a pretty horrible guitar, but it was the perfect guitar for a little kid trying to figure out if they're actually interested in playing guitar. And then, you know, that was the platform. That was the starting point for me, you know, to work my way up to getting my first Stratocaster.
And you have indeed worked your way up. And we look forward to seeing and hearing you on June 8th at the Flagstaff Blues and Brews Festival. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and your band, we look forward to enjoying you. And thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your great music.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The spring 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and check out the annual Home and Garden section and an interview with Pam Jones and David Hess. Prescott Living is pleased to announce plans for an inaugural hardcover showcase special edition coming late summer. To find out more about the new edition and the annual photography contest, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine.
The new FN-509 midsize 9mm pistol is now part of FN's legendary concealed carry lineup, and it is a natural fit. With its smaller grip frame modeled after the battle-proven million-rounds-tested FN-509, the FN-509 midsize comes with two 15-round magazines and naturally improves concealability. Available at your local firearms dealer. FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 14th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A new poll from O Predictive Insight shows the 2020 Senate race in Arizona continues to be close.
Martha McSally leads Kelly by a single point, 45 to 44.
Chief of Research Mike Noble says
40% view her unfavorably compared to Mark Kelly's 20%.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Projects intended to improve streets and drainage in Prescott will be before city council members at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Council will consider more than $548,000 contract with Cactus Transportation for chip seal and striping on Gale Gardner Way from Iron Springs Road to Fair Street. The Prescott City Council meeting will be held at City Hall, located on South Cortez Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny today, increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, blowing in a huge cool down with highs near 78 today and tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Clear evening skies and an overnight low near 51. Then dangerously windy Thursday with mostly sunny highs Thursday and Friday near 71 and 61. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs today and tomorrow near 89. Cooling to clear skies with an overnight low near 55. Increasing clouds tomorrow, then extremely windy Thursday, sunny Friday with highs near 83 and 73. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. And listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. On Saturday, June 1st, the D-backs take on the New York Mets. The first 20,000 fans will take home the D-backs Tribal Cap, courtesy of Gila River Hotels and Casinos. For tickets, visit dbacks.com.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, all boys and men have heard it. Man up. Boys don't cry. Tough it out. Well, these are phrases virtually every boy hears at some point in his life. Well, coming off her incredibly powerful book, Reimagining Girlhood, Strong is the New Pretty, Kate T. Parker turns her perceptive lens on the other sex to expand our definition of what it means to be a boy. In The Heart of a Boy, Kate shows us that, just like girls, boys are silly, messy, spirited, and fun, but they're also tender and vulnerable, and sometimes sad. Kate's photos present something desperately needed in our well-meaning cultural conversation about boys. She shows us in her great photos their enormous, wonderful hearts. Now, Kate, Strong is the New Pretty resonated with thousands of people across the nation, celebrities included, to little girls dressing up as the cover image for Halloween. Why did you feel the need to shift your focus from girls to boys?
Well, honestly, I didn't really see that need at first. I suspect a lot of other people assume boys didn't need this message of acceptance itself. I thought our boys were fine, and I have two girls, so I hadn't spent a lot of, like, day-to-day quality time with boys. But every single talk I did for Strong as a New Pretty or every event I would go to, I would always be asked, when are you doing a boys book? Or little boys would say, would you like to shoot me? And my instincts were initially to, like, shut it down, that I thought our boys were okay. And then my publisher asked me the same question, would I consider shooting a boys book? And then I said, okay, fine, I'll shoot a couple images to see how it felt. I was really worried about abandoning the girls. So as soon as I started shooting and doing a little research about boys, talking with parents of boys and reading about boys and masculinity, I immediately realized how much this is needed. Mm-hmm. The definition of what's acceptable for a girl is pretty narrow, but I found out for a boy it's even more narrow. So I wanted this book and these images to help expand that definition.
Mm-hmm. So how did the Heart of a Boy photography series start, and how does that relate to Strong is the New Pretty?
So the message of my work with both books, Strong is New Pretty and Heart of a Boy, is exactly the same message, that you, just as you are worthy. And I'm asking parents and children to celebrate themselves just as they are. So it's not like a message specific to girls or boys. It's a human message. So I'm trying to make a change with my work and alter expectations in the way in which we view girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Now, you built your career taking empowering pictures of girls. So what struck you as different when photographing these boys?
I honestly did not notice any difference in the shoots. So shy kids were shy. Outgoing kids were out there, like, hamming it up. Older kids were a little worried about making sure they looked cool. And little kids wanted to see, like, the pictures immediately, like the back of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't gender specific. Because I feel like I'm lucky as a photographer. When I shoot my subjects for these projects, I get to capture the kids doing the thing they love the most, the thing they're best at, the things they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like once I have kids in your element, the gender really didn't matter.
So why is this book so important now?
I feel like now it's time to talk about our boys. We've started this conversation, and I feel like we're farther along in this conversation about expanding what's acceptable for girls. But like I said, I don't really think we're there yet for our boys. And there have been, you know, there's so many headlines on a daily basis, like Me Too and school shootings and bullying. And there's this national conversation going on about what defines masculinity and how to raise our sons to be good people. I think we need to take a look at what we're saying and showing our boys about who they're allowed to be.
As you started taking photos of the boys for this book, what kinds of themes emerged?
I noticed that the same theme that emerged from Strong as New Pretty emerged with this book. The kids who are succeeding, the kids who are doing well, achieving their goals, they aren't necessarily the smartest kids. They have two things. They have grit, and then they also have a support system. And the grit comes into play for, like, sticking to things, staying with them when they get told no or if they fail. And the reason that many kids have this grit is because they have support. They have somebody in their life who has their back, they can count on, who sort of loves them unconditionally.
Now, how can boys retain this ability to be kind and sensitive and creative and curious as they graduate into adulthood?
One of the thoughts that I had that helped me kind of realize that I wasn't abandoning our girls with this work was the thought that if we allowed our boys to be who they truly are, they would in turn do it for our girls as well. If they are allowed to, like, that full facets of what it means to be human, that they would recognize that in girls, and as they grow up, they would recognize and see it and appreciate that in each other. And it's about sort of creating that change generationally.
What were the most surprising acts, say, of kindness you saw while documenting these boys in your book?
So there's these two brothers that I shot here in Atlanta, where I'm based, named Javi and Jerry. And when Javi was born, he was in the NICU for months. He was premature. And understandably, Jerry was in and around the hospital a lot. He saw a lot of other parents, just like his mom and dad, suffering and worried about their kids. And I think he was 7 years old at the time, and he decided he wanted to do something about that. He wanted to make those parents feel a little bit better. So he saved his allowance, and he would pay for parents in the cafeteria. He would just kind of hop in the line and pay for their food right as they were doing it. And eventually he started a charity to do that, and he goes back every single year. He's 14 now. Oh. So he's been doing this for 7 years. He goes back every year at the holidays and pays for as many parents' meals as possible at the local children's hospital.
Your book also has a story along those lines about two brothers here in Arizona, one of whom severely autistic and nonverbal. What about them?
Oh, yeah, and so Nate, who is the younger of the two, really amazed me. He said, "My brother didn't choose autism. It chose him, and we love him." And throughout our whole shoot, he'd make sure his older brother was always looking towards the camera, making sure he was turned the correct way. He was so concerned about his brother. He had so much compassion and empathy, and I was really taken by that. And I don't see that side of boys a lot. It was nice to see and witness and capture that, because it's not what we generally celebrate in boys.
The name of the book is Heart of a Boy. The author is Kate T. Parker. How can our listeners learn more about Heart of a Boy, Strong as the New Pretty, and get copies of your books?
You can go to my website, which is just katetparker.com, and you can find all that information out there.
We thank you for joining us on Q&A and continued success in your publishing.
Thank you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required. I am Welby Torres, owner and lead tech at AirTech Automotive.
When a job well done is out of here and you see this customer's face lit up, you can't fake that. And that's satisfaction to me. What am I working for? To treat every car like I treat mine.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
In case you missed it earlier in the show, the Prescott Elks Theater tomorrow will be airing our screening, The Blues Brothers, the original, with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 is The Fast and the Furious with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. Now, tomorrow and Thursday are your last chances at the Harkins to see Penguins, Amazing Grace, and The Curse of La Llorona as the new films coming into Thursday for the weekend. New films include A Dog's Journey, starring Dennis Quaid and Marg Helgenberger, John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, that's the super violent new Keanu Reeves thriller, and The Sun is Also a Star, that's a no-name, low-budget, cross-cultural teen romance coming in. Now, stay tuned for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock and Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Keep in mind, there's no Q&A tomorrow because we have a matinee ball game. It's the Diamondbacks and Pittsburgh Pirates tomorrow with the pregame show at noon, the first pitch from Chase Field at 12:40. Then join me back here Thursday with my guest Lori Pruitt from Yavapai Humane Society and something really exciting, some engineering students from ERAU who have created and launched a liquid fuel rocket engine inside an enclosed facility they designed at ERAU. You have to hear about this to believe it. That will be coming your way Thursday, not tomorrow, but Thursday on Q&A at 2 o'clock, when, as you know, I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.